We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today we're going to talk about our pets.
Our furry, cuddly pets.
Our slimy, squirmy pets.
We take care of them.
We love them.
And they love us back.
Pets, don't you just love them? They keep us company. Pets, don't you just love them? They're friends for you and me. Pets, don't you just love them? They don't ask for a lot. A little food and water. And all the love you've got. Let's sing about our furry friends, puppy dogs and kitty cats, bunnies, mice, and guinea pigs. Be soft and cuddly and sing about the pets that get wet. Ducks and turtles paddling, a big tank filled with fancy fish, or tadpoles in a jar. Pets, don't you just love them? They keep us company. For you and me. Pets, don't you just love them? They don't ask for a lot. A little food and water. And all the love you've got. Let's sing about the scary pets with beady eyes and big long tongues. The squirmy ones, lizards and iguanas, bullfrogs, toads and snakes. And sing about our feathered friends, parakeets and cockatiels, chirping, peeping,
Now, let's find out about your pets. Why don't you tell me some stories about pets? Not all of you have pets. Sometimes people don't have pets for various reasons. But if you do have a pet, why don't you share with us? Morgan.
Well, I have two cats, but one of my cats named Simba. We used to have a bamboo wallpaper, and he used to climb on it and climb all the way up to the ceiling. And
wow, kind of like Spider-Man or something like that, huh? Spider Cat, we should have called it.
And so one day it ripped. And so we had to take it down.
Take the cat down or the wallpaper down?
The wallpaper down.
Oh, okay. Okay. Who else has a pet story for us?
My pet is a parakeet, and his name is Kiwi. I've had him for, 2 years now.
Okay.
And I kept
parakeets,
him.
Are they tiny little birds?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's little and he's green.
Green. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I kept him in his cage for a long time and forgot to clip his wings so that he wouldn't be able to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, when I took him back out, he remembered how to fly, but he couldn't remember how to land. So he flew around the room a couple of times, and then he bonked into the wall and fell into the trash can.
Into the trash can? Yes. Oh, what a terrible fate. Now, you saved him, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. It's important to take care of our pets, right? You don't get a pet and then just say, you know, take care of yourself. The pet is really dependent on you to take care of it, to feed them and to keep them safe. Sometimes it's hard work. Sometimes you just don't feel like doing it probably, right? You're just tired and you don't want to have to deal with it. But God has put us on the earth to take care of animals. Let's look to the scripture, though, from the book of Genesis when we can read about when God created the earth.
After God created the living creatures on the earth, he created man in his image.
Male and female. God blessed them and said to them,
be fruitful and increase in number.
Fill the earth and subdue it.
Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air.
And over every living creature that moves on the ground.
Now, that doesn't mean that we're supposed to invite them all into our house to be our pets, right?
I'd like it.
You would?
No.
I don't know. It would get really kind of crazy if we had all those animals, wild animals and snakes and stuff.
It would kind of be like Noah.
Well, now there's a man who knew how to take care of animals, right?
Yeah. Noah was a friend of God. He loved and did obey. The world was crumbling all around, but to Noah God did say, he said, now take your family and build an ark. The earth will be covered with rain.
be saved.
Noah got all those animals to climb two by two into the ark and fly and wiggle in.
God let them to.
God let them, right? Okay. Alexa.
Well, God told them to and they listened.
I think so. Just like Noah listened to God, the animals listened to God and God was protecting them, right? Does your dog come to you when you, or your cat, maybe cats and fish don't come when you call them, but how about if we just think about dogs here? And does your dog come to you when you call them?
Yes.
Well, they better. My little dog Hallie, when she was a little puppy, I could call her name constantly and she wouldn't come. Why do you think she didn't come then, Catherine?
You had to teach her.
I had to teach her, that's right. And, you know, she never forgets who her master is because I taught her, and so she listens to me. Now, she might not listen to you if you asked her to do something, but she listens to me because I'm her master. She follows me all around, doesn't she? You ever notice the way she follows me? She's sitting right here right now, right?
Yeah.
And if she does something wrong, have you ever seen her kind of scoot away when she's feeling kind of sad? She really kind of lets me know that she knows that she was caught and she didn't do something good. And she really wants to please me. She just tries to just do everything she can to please me. So animals can teach us to be what? What is Hallie showing me when she does all of this, Alexa?
Faithfulness.
Faithfulness. That's exactly right.
We need to obey God.
And trust him.
We need to follow God.
We need to feel sad when we do something wrong and learn from our mistakes.
We need to really try to please God.
And here's another lesson that I've learned from my little puppy, Hallie. She really, really knows how to love. Have you ever noticed that about her? If I'm feeling sad, she'll come over and just somehow she knows that I need some extra kisses. And she gives me those extra kisses. And if I have work to do and I can't play with her, she doesn't seem to mind. She'll just wait there and just be patient. She wants to be with me as much as she can. And when a friend comes to see me, when you guys come through the door, what does she do when she sees you?
Wags her tail.
She's very happy to see you, isn't she?
Yeah.
Now, do you think it would make any difference if the Queen of England came in here or someone who just had gotten out of prison and Hallie saw them both? Do you think she would know any difference and would give any one of them extra kisses?
No.
Probably not. Hallie sees people as God sees them.
That's the way that Jesus wants us to love others.
And that's the way God loves each and every one of us.
He sent his son Jesus to die for the whole world.
As a child of God, you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
When Jesus died on the cross, he paid for your sins.
You belong to him.
Romans 1:6 says, "You also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ."
Romans 14:8, "Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord."
You gave me a mouth that sings your praises. You gave me two hands to do your work. Ears to hear, eyes to see, feet to bring the good news, for I belong to you.
Thank you for giving us pets. They can teach us so much. They give us so much love without asking for much in return. They are faithful to us. We want to be your faithful servants, to obey and follow only you. Teach us to be more like Jesus. We belong to him, and we want to love and serve like he did. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you had fun hearing about our pets.
And we hope that you will remember this important lesson the next time you see a furry little faithful friend.
If you would like to contact us, here's our information that you would need.
Our toll-free number is 1-800-527-5522.
If you're calling from Canada or anywhere outside the continental U.S., here's our number, 011-410-817-9222.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
And our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
And remember,
you belong to Jesus.
Love him.
Follow him.
Obey him.
Trust him.
See ya next time!
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.